Showed you Claire Nigales before I'm sure she altered her. This is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
Here once again to present this bilingual programme, Claire Nigale, in which you'll hear the English language as Nishu Clash and Yes Hilg, and you'll also hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Durish, we recently heard of a meeting of 800 armed men at the home of Ilium Don, William Christian of Ronaldsway, and they took an oath to follow Ilium Don in standing against the Countess Charlotte, and she was the wife of Anstanlach Moore, James the 7th Earl of Derby. This was at a time following the capture of Anstanlach Moore by the Parliamentarians, and that has a bearing on the events. Ta chindeis jay skil yerain lorish ben americanach Alison Pierce. Ve jind ve maidalur tre gami toyach doriach erliam de veli gurish script for scrutson ach narawad saiach jay fiera at the twilight hour de lidmasen. And now, as you've heard, starting on Thursday the 4th of November and running through to next Sunday the 7th of November, it's the Cush Manx Language Festival. You can find out all the details at the website www.learnmanx.com/Koosh, and that's spelt COOISH. And so, musically, definitely Claire Nigale this time. Tashu geist yachrish radio vanning stashun narashun, skelyena wash dulish, Alan Vanning. Annie Kissick's words, Irishu, get up, and in fact, as it turns out, chase the sheep out of the garden, and the tune there based on the Bool Bacach. And we've heard that performed by Kirjan Kujach. If we turn to A.W. Moore's History of the Isle of Man, we hear that the Countess, so this is Charlotte, wife of Anstanlach Moore, the Countess, having heard of the Earl's capture, had written to Colonel Duckinfield, who had been appointed to the command of the expedition against Man, asking him to treat, quote, about the rendition of the island, upon condition that the Earl might be released. This was the very thing that the Manx were concerned about. Countess Charlotte had said that she wouldn't contact the parliamentarians in secret. She would only do so with their knowledge of what was going on. But here she was, doing just what she said she wasn't going to do. She was getting in touch directly with Duckinfield, secretly. And so we join A.W. Moore again. On the 18th of October, they, the parliamentarians, set sail from Chester River, but were forced by a contrary wind into Beaumaris Harbour. So that's Beaumaris on the Isle of Anglesey. While lying there, the Countess's letter was received. On the 25th, at about 2 in the morning, they set sail, and about 12 hours later they came close to the Manx coast, where they saw troops mustered. But whether these were friends or enemies, they knew not. Rawis riw giri the vodach u gul bac as cochlau tachart uns na sian leoned, fraid George, as a volley ega na trogl sus. Chiaud yw yn shilia byw a chan dynia fan a hai a vink ffyrk liorish. Trwyd imod i blint yn mor tendielach uns tai os, fe diw yn ergyd cwel mwren dy lai cwech. Och, son sigur is fan dynia sio, as a chil. Fan diori gi yn ffes, leis lawn den desach as cwslin yn gorym o'n daw. As fy ffolt liawr li ega, cionolt uns faman leis yil ier. Hias a sys cart chas fy diw yn gol taiach der i yn cyrbol ega. Hwgei a hi harawa, yn ei hasi sys. Hai a sys cart chas fy diw yn gol taiach der i yn cyrbol ega. Hwgei a hyn ar en lior eis inch de yn enem ega. As ty lirach gaw ei taiach der colortus. Hai a fai cwsh gychwsh dy byw. As gom fy ced e diw yn greu sylab mo ffregert. Nish fy George Gian er diwn dy Gian, as na sŵlion gorm glas ega gial leden feistiach. Now, are you sitting comfortably or otherwise? Owen O'Connor is, as he sings here, with the Irish band Skipper's Alley.
She's gone, she's a fado gage. Ta bonu an tin alis ta michel am he. Ta na kalia clear some seal in the galach me. Mohart one of deck the veil.
Lord, more free. styr med det han spiller av plaster begra. Det står tjås i sjalen i røsinen til satt. Når du heter van fri, ni skriter hasseg og bra.
Oh, and O'Connor and Skipper's Alley, Tommy Mhoi, Tammy Mahai in Manx, I am seated. Van Tarsted Drennan Feish Gienten, Sheena Mach Riscus de Chaladin. Van Unvernas, Alortus, Lurish, and Unchereich, Houds Nish. As I creed lach na gulten lieneg at Beggan, Rendu and Smunion de Kerelach, Rosh, Madugge Fregert. Berydynach o'n sŵlion y llian dynia as ach yn ond aw, ren dwys dy ffeim na'r aw diw yn dy higl, dy chor ffregert o'n y fain chriega. Ren pyrt yn brysdiau imedi cwniach yn rai mor twlio trwy dynch yn yw'n, ach fa ontach y dyr lle heng dyn dyn os mŵn o ffyr elia. Siach blina er hynna, ren diw yn sochl chaws gawe toiach dar o'r ffyrera, Hank dan je eggs, jacks a tie horse from me govrige day. Harawiach mush nai blin a jeg de ashes, sbachtel vei the rawi feel jag chriach. Well, we'll continue with A.W. Moore's account. They were prevented from landing that day by a storm which suddenly sprang up at 10 in the evening. The fleet, consisting of 44 sail carrying 3 regiments of foot and 2 troops of horse, anchored in Ramsey Bay. The sight of this formidable fleet sailing up the coast no doubt convinced Christian and his associates that it would be wise for them to make the best terms they could. They therefore sent a message to Colonel Duckinfield that all the forts, except Russian and Peel, were in their possession, and that there be no opposition to the landing of the troops. At 8 on the following morning, commissioners from the islanders went on board Colonel Duckinfield's ship and surrendered the island on the sole condition, quote, that they might enjoy their laws and liberties as formerly they had. So, in fact, this was to overthrow the feudal ambitions of the Stanleys, and particularly those of Stanlach Moore, James, the 7th Earl of Derby. Music by Scottish band Keep It Up, Ailey Shaw, Simon Toomere, Malcolm Stitt and Kevin McKenzie. Stashun and Ashun Tane Shaw Shendagre Radio Vanning. As on show tashu geis jachris Claire Nagale, Biskuller Chebel, Yoram Peen, Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
A.W. Moore then gives his opinion of what was being done. Considering the overwhelming force brought against them, he writes, and their suspicion that the Countess had already been in communication with Duckinfield, they certainly acted wisely, though not chivalrously. Chivalrously. Yes, I think that's made it that time, though not chivalrously. He goes on. The elements were still adverse to the fleet, and on the 27th, when most of the soldiers were still on board, there was another storm which prevented them from landing. This was, however, accomplished on the 28th, when one party marched to Peel and the other to Castletown to lay siege to the castles. Colonel Duckinfield went with the latter force, and on the 29th he sent a summons to the Countess to surrender. By this summons, which contained the words, "The late Earl of Derby," and was her first certain intimation of his death, she, quote, "was extremely passionately affected," unquote, and so replied with proposals which could not be entertained. I wonder what they were. Anyway, Duckinfield's answer, he says to them, was to occupy himself with getting his cannon into position.
As Erlian Gian Ernish, the Rawayer Jits Jach, the Gadden Pech Enyach, the Chresh Jailon.
Emmy Rod, Ren George Grenich at the Meal House, Ren Corre Ewan, Lyer Sul, as Ars Sachunian Egger.
Ve Truchen Nishen, Hug me Eber Lorthrish, Ach for Rauer Ridden Elia Tarn Magale, Carau Tredalurem. Chaus fe ffygeil, hwg e e berinch rydd yn ach dawach, ha dwg mi geil de. Fe gyn yr aw tre ar biem.
Ren diwn crom a sys a chion as nier a ersyn. Henc e mach dyr aw er a gilio er farw a foer, as eis ren e marw a hun, na smoch as a tiachdyn. Fe ar chol na pernt yn ega. A tai ega. As eis yn leis an hyn yn start ega, olius yn o'n tiachdyn. Mas o, sy'n treet yn chwys dwr George the Cewn rys yn hyn, siar ys diwn. Diri diwn dy dol tajimach as hiwli sws nws rosh a fink ffyrc. Now, Capa Cayley, Scottish band Capa Cayley, we've heard some music from Scotland, now a song from Scotland, and Capa Cayley sing here about Mary Nicknochten, the young brown-haired girl of my love, Oran Sugri.
Persa da mishra da kostrinya khapyo nien mogen nien daunok den bitrim khavin povro chinien mogen nien daunok ria vas mitadun snikne vritadin gormal
Karen Matheson with Capa Cayley and singing about the young brown-haired girl of my love. And that's Che Nien Morel and Nien Daunog. And they give it a slightly different context by changing the last line to be "My darling daughter is the young brown-haired girl." Lizen ver chor trede, lizen ver nagen na kaurigen. Sindesach the shilia feed gin back, as George the Chon. Fowmuch lowel den a rithin lizak shen, ven gamalashil fodmuch. Sindesach the shilia feed gin back, as George the Chon. Fodgwood lowel den a rithin lizak shin ver nyenu de stura ve ein. Hene liatsen foil der en a gilia marawahin. Rau feisheg duen ernach for fissek George en a rithin show. Ich ern chan dunya plugge ege lena ven remasach ege as edach kesha, gien de ve gin tort. Lisen ver cortulju trede, hugge kioner de kyun. Ren George smoodle an edach er glunen a chrusen. Ich estiach on sulje nuen de trom chushach. Liat de val shach an oor de valley dolly dutch. Dyn nhw cyrgys, dy fel y goel ael jay cwrm yn ord. Ren diwyn snogl dy trai. Ond sach deniach fy George stiach sy chion ega. A chraw diwyn bwyrt yn y sordi mewn chion sien. But, says A.W. Moore, while he, Duckinfield, was doing so, getting his cannon into position, news came that there was a discontent generally among the soldiers in the castle, some of whom on the 31st wrenched open a sallyport by the help of some of the parliamentary troops, who thus became possessed of the outward wall and tower. Further resistance was evidently hopeless. The besieged, therefore, called out for a parley, which resulted in an agreement being entered into, in accordance with which the castles were surrendered, and the Countess and her friends, children and servants were permitted to leave the island. This agreement, together with an account of his proceedings, was forwarded by Duckinfield to the Parliament. So, says Hume, this is David Hume, the Scottish philosopher, Lady Derby retained the glory of being the last person in the three kingdoms and in all their dependent dominions who submitted to the victorious Commonwealth. But was she? Well, in the dark night with the pouring rain, it's obviously time for a bit of Surian.
Les Surion secure and venic vine malai. Ach shuolon se dareches con fagin en retai. Weiden golgos non jagen as krankel shiren trail. A flyage yil yaram as malegan en geskiel. O shema yil yaur kiauri tami ru er kiau. Mach ja du weg non jagen der weine krau. Mach hasen nis vier fluch has draget len de lech. Ach lea jen en geruta de vaken spenek weich. An osche rai jema halts me eglen snaggeri. An kragen jema junten buller e glas jamui. Gremach rai as magarajach. Nish lega so mischach, den jauen sach on uert je, dech jeschacht will ich noch. Fau rot waschen on jeg, fau rot am mede gre, ha jenem lega stjach gut, a fissem ser ne scher, ma da ma abel tau, as de vello kor mi je, san rio vam is monjachten, reos viech marai. O, de brech, na de brech, gelje, ha bia mod san beden. Ha nel mi gol de fusa, ma hat nies hin vesim. Ach, o giesin ilje gori, as henki nus ma chwil. Les pegach an ho graiach, mar sior en shin mi jail.
Brian MacDowell and A Rain Suri, the song about courting in the winter time. As I say, dark nights and lots of rain, so we could practice for it tonight. Well, A.W. Moore has quoted David Hume, saying that Lady Derby was the last person to submit to the Commonwealth. This, however, says Moore, is not correct, since Galway held out longer. It's been stated, he says, by Seacombe and Burton, that she was kept long confined in Castle Rushen by order of Receiver Christian, and more recent Manx historians have further alleged that she was not released till the Restoration. But this is evidently an error, because on the 25th of March 1652, less than 5 months after the surrender of Castle Rushen, she was in London. In the Commonwealth newspaper, the Mercurius Politicus, there was a rather dismissive remark about Archdeacon Samuel Rutter, who was in Castle Rushen with the Countess, suggesting that he didn't display very much spirit in the situation. However, Rutter had also been with the Countess at the siege of Latham House, and here we find that he was involved in official proceedings. Ulu Verburraer, Shen van Seechen jou horn sach forst na lai ersen lug shach blinten liaura. Creveach jinted de bech tre de lured, Ewan. Chrog Ewan sus a chion, as yechis jach uns nasulian gorm shen, a sledden shigger as ege, yinnens karach ur chush. Hug George lau chiang a rai Ewan. Jin karach a yeesh, Renny Munger. Doltajum, gau a ferk toyacht lei ar sul. Gau degen a spare, a fair as na bilgen as na blegen, toyacht cadder de bew gurish kaleidoscope der legen. Henk spit de regen, de wei planeten as grienen, va buche as kribbe gurish greinen deet de geniach een shege flantavi. Esh, for duan na chiadu chauchulu jay burkunti ons taios, derta liun keshach stiach ons meder. Polkas named for someone called Darley, oh Darley, or Daly in various versions of it, but played there by Cuivín O'Rachele on fiddle and Brendan O'Bjogli on accordion. Radio. Sure, Radio Stasiun yn asiwn Radio Fanning, a si Claire na Gael fy sgolwyr sgiliau yn y cartnes, mer yn pyn Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fa clink na glonachan, as cawag na customeran, gino sus ffair aglach, ren plwchan na cleisian ega, lwg sian yn cwn o ffyrc. Hwg diwan dy tafi ar y chil ega, dy chyto fe olach rys o fôl. As rene cyw siliau byw sws nws y fwr cwnti marwyr. Fyn dynia, na hai ar stôl y cion y fwr cwnti. As e croma herys bod jail don dy lager. Na sŵlion ega, trimsia, as taas les djeir, na raw rai. Henk. Tullio de henjachten jay cochlean sorch uns clue guen. Hayer al yadi an yau higglesegger. Creer be an ach hachere, von tre fe moil a re courage de duen. Und tre fe moil da characha a chush. Hug duen a vedder ver rai herish, rosh customer gromach. As esh dilie mach de presach ferjin a tendail. Fair Jane Atenjeli Elia. Max, possession, sign thou goal, she gear chain, Tom. Now, Archdeacon Samuel Rutter, whatever his lack of spirit that the politicus, that the newspaper the came up with against him, he was amongst the four people who drew up the terms of surrender of Castle Rushen. The first 2 points of the term were that the Castle Rushen and Peel Castle, with all the arms, ammunition, ordnance, and other materials of war, shall be delivered up into the hands of such officer or officers as the Commander-in-Chief shall appoint, Commander-in-Chief being Duckinfield. The terms continue, that all goods in both the above-named castles belonging to the Countess of Derby shall be inventoried and secured, and further referred and submitted to the disposition and pleasure of the Parliament of England. That all other goods whatsoever, except wearing apparel, in both castles be likewise inventoried and secured, and referred and submitted to the disposal and pleasure of the Parliament of England. That the knights, gentlemen, and other persons whatsoever in both the said castles shall have quarter and be protected by the Commander-in-Chief from any harm whatsoever against their persons by any soldier under his command or any other person in this island. Now Mary Didi and Shimsori Nariachta sing about Cáit na Ghlian.
Yeah.
But na ghuia Kate Dwyer, the subject of that song by Mary Deedy and Shimsiori na Riachta. Now the term there was about a duty on the Commander-in-Chief, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Duckinfield, to ensure quarter and protection from physical harm for anybody and everybody in the Earl of Derby's household and retainers or menials of any sort in Castle Rushen and Peel. And that particular term continues. And shall not have any wearing apparel taken from them or private monies out of their pockets. And such of the natives as are in the said castles shall have liberty to return to their several habitations. That the knights, gentlemen, and other strangers shall have passes from the Commander-in-Chief to go to their several countries or habitations, they acting nothing prejudicial to the Parliament of England. That the Countess of Derby, with her children and servants, have liberty to transport themselves for England, there to make what application to the Parliament she shall think fit, and from thence to pass into Holland or France, if she please. My de lua la, chrog Max and Ordeg egasus morcaura de higalas. Huel duan shis gus a hilie eg, as chiarne a vudjeel follam ar sulvai. Ta rod wun ye as duan, a gin an stu shen kun aliat. Yich a dunye eggs nus ar duan, as yindus an edinega. An a lower an inch dow de enem was duan. She li, mish. Cart esh li, she duan mish, as eshen, as yin em ach lau de chrei. Cremach yon cost na mach as shaw as goil caffi, the ball myer chow elia na stradia, fod an a skuna, fod much lort an shen. Chow elia na stradia, an duan as li sai the sour an's cool an's cornelian orstan, va caraf the chaffy legend the chiada once main a word, as veg ach an drundin on. Va li a lort as erchenia, chowds va duan geistiach rish the herishach, as e cor huis gyrdiach as corl as odach e. Well, we're now off to South Uist, to Uist Jazz, as to Cheer a Wurren with Runrig.
Yeah.
Tiravoran, the land of the maram grass in South Uist, as described there by Runrig. As Cornel de Hul, Honnick Duan Dunya Shang, the cow yena ven as edach kesha, a fault yeg a conl back a coola wanal. Yich Duan George as Renny Munga a wiste. Ren George Munga back erson, as fair sool and smeek hulia. Now, the four signatories to these terms of surrender are the Parliamentarian Colonel Thomas Birch, the Royalist Sir Thomas Armstrong, the Parliamentarian Officer Major William Mitchell, and Archdeacon Samuel Rutter. And below this all is the statement, "This is a true copy of the articles of which I approve, and have already surrendered Castle Rushen. See Derby." The surrender of Castle Rushen to the parliamentary forces under Colonel Robert Duckinfield came on the 31st of October, 1651. As a sentash and chitkas jera Clare Shaw, we finish with some music by Barul, with which they suggest we should engage. Don't forget that from Thursday the 4th of November through to next Sunday the 7th of November, it's the Koosh Manx Language Festival. Check out all the information on the website www.learnmanx.com/Koosh. Ach, a sent as in a jitkas jera and Clare Shaw Rishtach. As my saw now, until the next time, this is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creator, will you? As Orsel Ye, as my Yerian shared you.